Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, we open the prayer line up with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father, for this word that's coming forth. Father, you said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word. And you said, without faith, O Father, it's impossible to please you. So, Father, we thank you for our faith being built up by this word. We thank you for this word going forth, not returning back void, but accomplishing what it was sent out to do. So, Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would take your people's eyes off of this word. We ask that your anointing would fill this line, and we thank you for people being blessed by and led by the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday night. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then on Sundays, when we're online, it begins at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. Special prayer requests can also be written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Our website, fullgospelhouse.org. We also have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Gramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning a tentative in-person date for the second Sunday in February, which will be February 13th. Our in-person services at this time will begin at 12:30, and we're asking that you wear a mask during service. Our services will take place inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church. The address is 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. And we're linked with that email address, which again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. Also, at the end of the month, your tax information will be available to you after January 31st. So stay tuned for special announcements about that as well. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
I just thank God for waking me up all this week. And I was having a little pain in my right knee, and I've always, Pastor, and I thank you so much for Jeremiah 30, verse 17. I read it every day. Even at work, I read it. And the pain just went away, Pastor. And I just want to thank you so much, Pastor. And then I miss having Sunday service, but I can understand. I just miss hearing my saints' voice and hearing all the testimonies. And I just thank God also for Tamara and Faith that everything went real good for them. And I just thank God for his grace and mercy.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. Also, want to give reverence and thanks to God and to you, Pastor, for praying for us. Yes, we are 100% better. Our test is negative now. So I just thank the Lord for his healing power and the prayers that went forth from Pastor Smith, you, and the saints. So I thank God for that.
Praise God. Anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony. You prayed for my son, Isaiah, that he would get an internship, be the right location, the right amount, everything, and just in perfect order the way that God has chosen for him. Well, today he got an interview. It went really, really good, but he got the phone call on Sunday, and I just thank God because he has submitted over like 20 or 30 applications a couple of weeks ago, no response. And so you prayed for him, and it happened immediately. And then for my daughter, you said that while she's in away at college, don't worry about it. God was going to take care of her tuition and everything. She was the spirit of nervousness. Excuse me, try to take her over, and I just kept telling her to stand, and she kept checking her account, and it said, you owe this, and you owe that, and like a day or two before she actually had to start, it said account paid in full. They owe her money. So that was truly nothing but God doing that, and I remember you prayed that prayer over both of them, and it was very specific, and it was done. Thank you. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. So I just wanted to share that I had to ask God, you know, because I was down to my last and stuff, and I go, God, you know, I kept reminding him. He told me that I would be the head and not the tail, the loaner and not the borrower, and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I ended up, somebody emailed me yesterday, and they said, hey, do you want to, you know, do a traveling position for 5 days, come back Sunday? And I was like, oh, absolutely. And they go, okay, well, get to the airport. And I was like, wait, what? Yes. I was really surprised that it was so fast, you know, so quick, and everything that was trying to come against this. Because I had got here, you know, and they wouldn't let me check in, and just one thing after another. So I'm in here. I'm in Utah for 5 days at pay versus being at home and not having no money because I had asked God for laundry money, and look at him. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley. I just want to thank God for this testimony service. According to Revelations 12 and 11, I feel like every time I get to testify, I'm blessed according to that scripture. I'm also thanking God for seeing another birthday. I thank God for bringing me through this year. And I thank God for this ministry that has helped me get through this year. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this Word tonight. We need the anointing, the breath of God, to blow over this Word so this Word can come alive to the hearers. And God, I thank you that your anointing, by faith, we expect it, we believe it, doubting not that the Holy Spirit will breathe upon this Word and bring life for us tonight in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Romans 12, chapter verse 2, and Philippians 2, verse 13. Again, Romans 12 and 2, Philippians 2 and 13. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of deliverance for those that have need of it, about a residue that's leftovers when you're going through suffering, and you need healing from the hard times and from those things that has been difficult and has caused difficulties in your life, talking about struggles in your life, things that throw you a curve. And the Lord wants you to know that God has a wide vision for you. And he's the one that caused that path to become smooth. But many times people walk through life with residue on them, and they need healing from those difficult things that have come into their lives. But the residue is that leftover, those things that has been deposited in their spirit, things that need to be removed by the Holy Spirit. It's nothing but like waste product. It's junk. It's leftover from the process that you've gone through. It's nothing but garbage. And many people all through their lives goes through that place where they never get delivered from the residue. It's a process of getting delivered from hard times, from difficulties, from life curves. And this is a word to let you know how the Spirit of God does the work. We cannot do it for ourselves. And there's many lives that has residue over them. And that residue caused you to be a disabled person. It's caused a spirit where you are paralyzed. And things in your life is crippled. And because of the wounds, because of the curves that have been thrown at you, it caused you to be in a handicapped state for your life never get into that order. And this is a process, saints of God. There's so many people that has residue over their lives, deposit over their lives, and they can never go forth. They can never get into that place. And this is a word that the Spirit of God is the only one can remove those ashes, the only one that can remove that litter so that you can go into that place that God has so set up for you. But there's so many, is so used to the residue where they're in a place where that characteristic is all over them, where they can't go forward, where they're not going through a change. But this is a word of deliverance for those that are going through those places. Remember, residue can only be pulled up by the Spirit of the Lord, those leftover things that was sent by the enemy to destroy us, those hard times, those difficulties. Many does not get delivered from that. But deep-rooted problems requires deep digging prayers. You got to get this, saints of God. Deep-rooted problems require deep digging prayers. It's just like minerals that has wealth in it. They're not found on the surface, but they're found down in the earth. This is a night that God himself have to go into that place, talking about digging prayers tonight, to get those things that's implanted, those old routines, those habitual habits, those things that is unyielding, and you walk through that place for years without a change. It's implanted. It's ingrained. It's like a hard shell. It's a routine. And I see many older people that go through that until they leave the earth because of that residue. And I was just meditating. And you know how you can see by the Spirit when residue is upon your own life. And it takes the Spirit of God to go into that place to remove those leftover particles, those leftover things, that waste. And I was thinking about, I worked for many years as a lab tech, and how they would sometimes assign me to the newborn section, that's early morning where the babies have been just newborn. They would have to have a test called the PKU test. And it was such a, now I understand it's so vivid, the importance of that test. Because if that mother or that father had that problem, that residue, I'm talking about residue, inside of them, that baby will be born with a positive PKU test. So that baby will have to be placed on an ultraviolet light, and they'll begin treatments on that baby so that baby could be released to the parents. But if that test had not been performed, tell my residue tonight, that baby would have will have many disorders in their body, because their blood system would not be breaking down the substance that was causing the problem, the PKU problem. So that was residue passed from the father and the mother to the baby. And if that treatment hadn't come forth, that baby would have had lifelong damage, serious health problem. And that's what residue does. It causes lifelong damage, and it causes serious problem. It handicaps your life, saints of God. Those wounds paralyze you. It causes your life to be out of order, because it's set up in your inside of you. It's implanted. It's ingrained. And it takes the Holy Spirit to go into that place to transform your character and healing, to bring correction, because we cannot do it, to fix those things that need to be repaired. So residue comes on everyone that have serious problems, and many are survivors, and many come forth out of it, and sometimes people stay in a victim attitude all their lives. You can either be a survivor or a victim, because there's some things that's not beautiful in our past. And so there's many that are survivors, meaning they allow the Lord to go into that place and remove the residue, those things that want to remain in their lives where they cannot go forth, those parts that cause them to be in a place where they're stagnant. So this is a word of deliverance for those who don't even realize that they're living in the past. Let nothing come forth that's good for them. You know, like a person, this is a widower, and they still wearing that wedding band on that finger as though they were married. Come on, residue. It's not that you have forgotten. You know that person was in your life, but that person is gone. You take that band off, and you go through a transformation, a change. So if it's the will of God, someone else can come into your life. But if you got that residue on you, that's about anything in life, thanks to God, you're going to be a disabled person. You're going to be paralyzed. Your life is never going to get into that order that God has set up for you from the beginning. You're going to be crippled. And there's so many people that's handicapped and crippled because they need deliverance from the residue, from that litter, from the ashes. They need to be cleaned by the Holy Spirit. So we're going to begin now with Romans 12:2, please.
And it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
This is to the point. Talk about residue. Do not conform yourself to the standards of this world, but let God, we cannot do this in our own ability, it's impossible, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and pleasing, and what is perfect just for you. God will reveal his will, saints of God, when the residue has been lifted. when the garbage has been lifted, when the trash has been lifted, when the waste and the junk has been lifted, you go through a place of renewal. God goes into that place and he repairs. He goes into that place and gives you a restart. He goes into that place and he wakes up something very new in you. You're changed. You're energized. You're no longer with that worn out place, that broken place. He gives you a restart. And there's so many people need a restart. Age is nothing but a number. When there's a deep-rooted problem, it requires digging prayers, meaning the Spirit of God goes into that place. He goes deep into that place that's implanted in us. It's like a hard shell. Spirit of God begins to change our routines, those things that's built inside of us, that uncompromising places. The Spirit of God go into that place. Come my deep-rooted problem. They've been there for a long time. And there's so many people, it's like that they're set in their own ways. It's ingrained in them. It's a routine. And if you don't do it this way, you can't, don't do it that way, it's not right. They're not yielding. The lies is like in a box. And they can never, ever go forth because their lives are paralyzed. Nothing can come in and nothing can be released out. And they are left in a place where the Spirit of God have to go in and remove all those places that they have been wounded, paralyzed their lives, and cause their lives to be deformed, to be crippled. So this is a word where deep-rooted problem, or saying it again, requires deep digging prayers, where the Spirit of God will go into that place that's been set up to paralyze you, a routine that you just will not change. And there's so many people, you can see it all over them, that old routine that's been built up because of wounds, because of a hard times. And they just sell it as an implant inside of them. But they need to be what? Reestablished. They need to come into a place so God can restore, can wake them up, can energize them again, so they can go forth, as Romans 12 and 2, be transformed into a place of change of mind. It is so sad when you see people wasting away, when all they need to be is transformed inwardly, a change of mind that the hands of God can only do, saints of God. And what does it do? That renewal bring you into a place of repair. The thing that's broken, God would heal. God would go into that place and lift that residue, and he would discard it. It doesn't mean that it didn't happen to you, but it's not controlling your life any longer. It's no longer throwing you a curve. It's no longer causing your life to be paralyzed. It's no long. You're, in so many words, you're out of commission. You don't even know it. But when a person is going through a change, a residue being lifted off of them, they can clearly see it. Why? Because this is a process, saints of God. Because everyone, life have not just been beautiful. Because life throws you curves and crossroads. But God is greater than the curves. God is greater than the thing that you struggle with. He's with you in your struggles. And he goes into that hidden place. He began to move the residue. That stuff cannot stay on you. When the Spirit of God bring a transformation and a renewal, it's a process. And the Spirit of God goes into that place, and you have a change of mind, a change of habits, a change of routine. You're going to think different. There's going to be a wake up inside of you. You're going to wake up on the inside. The Spirit of God will go into that place and energize you. He will go into that place and repair those broken places. He will go into that place, and what he does, bring restoration to that residue that was laying on you all these years, left over. Those leftover things, God will go in and remove those useless things, that waste, that litter. And there's so many people. You can see it over people. They look like they're in the 60s, and we in a millennium. They still got a 60 mentality. They have those kind of thoughts, those kind of ideas. Why? Because they need to be renewed. They need a replacement by God to repair them, because they're run down. They need a restart. And you just can't go to people and tell them that. You got to go and pray for people. You just can't go in people's face and tell them, you have residue on you. They won't receive that. But you have to go into that place, because God wants us to be a survivor, not always a victim. You have to go into that place, because that's a deep-rooted problem, and requires deep digging prayers. You have to go into that place in prayer, by the Holy Spirit, and pray the prayer of faith that the Spirit of God go in and transform and renew and heal those individuals from that rundown place, that place that got them stand behind, that place that have them paralyzed, crippled, and disabled. And you see so many people walking like that, like a ghost, just walking in the past. And I just begin to thank the Lord. God is so good, thanks to God. As a child, my granny always talked about the depression. I'm a child. I really couldn't really comprehend it, on how hard it was, and how God gave her skills to survive. But she was still acting like it was a time of depression. I can remember how she was so afraid to spend money. She was so fearful of being broke. She was, if she prepared your dinner, she wanted to make sure you didn't waste anything on that plate. She had residue on her. I didn't understand it then. But she had residue from the past over her. She had that hard time mentality was a residue over my granny. It was deposited over her. And I didn't understand it until when I had residue that God had to get off of me. I said, that's what my granny was going through. But there was no digging prayer, because she had a deep-rooted problem, but it required deep digging prayers. And she left out of that earth, left out of the earth with that same train of thought. Her mind had not been reshaped. Her mind had not been updated. Her mind had not been turned. She stayed in that state when there was no reason to. because she was blessed. But she needed a transforming of the mind. And there was no spiritual mentor could see it. Again, deep-rooted problem required deep digging prayers. She left out of this earth with that same mentality, residue over her life. So what am I saying tonight? By the word of God, the Spirit of God is the only one can clear our lives from the residue. Philippians 2:13, please.
And it reads, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure."
This is to the point, because it is God that does the work to make you willing and able to obey his purpose. It's a working of the Holy Spirit, saints of God. It's a working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit go into that place and renew. He goes into that place and bring a complete change that we're not able to do. So this word is a word for those that need to go. You need to start somewhere. You need the process to begin. For the Holy Spirit to lift that residue, that stuff, those hard times, those difficulties, those struggles you've gone through, that powder need to be lifted by the Holy Spirit, which is called residue. That waste, it's nothing but waste. That part need to be removed, that litter, that leftover. But the process can start with the word of God. Why? Because we all have residue. We all have gone through something, but you have to choose to be a survivor or a victim. When you know that you know that the Spirit of God has to heal me from this, that, or the other, you're allowing God to go into that place to remove that residue, those places that affected you, that caused wounds, those places that have paralyzed your life and caused your life to be out of order, have crippled you, have handicapped you. It's caused you to be in a place where you're disabled. You can't go forward. And you can't hide it. You think you're hiding it, but anyone that sees through the Spirit and know they have gone through a process of residue constantly being released off of them, they see the process. And they know when you are not allowing God to take you through the process. It's like eyes in your head. But this is a word tonight to bring in transformation. For the Lord God to go into that place and reconstruct and correct and remake and mortify, saints of God. This is so real, because there are so many has residue over their lives. And that veil need to be pulled down by the Holy Spirit. It needs to be taken off like the baby with the PKU test. It's a process to prevent disorder in that child's blood system. But they had to go through a process if they were positive so their lives could be healthy, so they wouldn't have serious health problems. But with residue on us, it paralyzes us. So this is a night of deliverance, a night of breakthrough, because there's some people just stagnant, and they don't understand why, but it's because of that routine, that thing implanted in them, that hard shell, unyielding, built in them, ingrained in them that the only one can get that deep-rooted thing up out of our spirit. It's the Spirit of God. It requires deep digging prayers. So the Lord desires for us to go in that place where he's given a wide vision and it's not restricted. It's not paralyzed, thanks to God, for you to go forth to those things that God says. It gives me good pleasure. It gives him good pleasure to do these good things for you. Because I'm working inside of you for my purpose. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just want to say that so today was my first day here for work and stuff like that. And do you know I popped positive for COVID? I said, who? Not me. But they said I'm positive, so I can't work, and I have to quarantine for 5 days. So I'm stuck in Utah doing nothing for 5 days. And now my body acts like it wants to get sick. No, it does not. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
I have need of prayer, Pastor.
Yes. Okay, Vanessa, I heard you clearly. Okay, what did you pray?
For my daughter, she continues to have difficulty in school and keep getting reports to move her from this school to another school.
I'm thinking about what your daughter's going through. Okay, I'm going to pray for your daughter. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes,
this
Pastor.
Is
my prayer request is that. Hello,
okay.
Pastor. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Penny. It sounds like Penny. Okay.
Oh, yes, it is. Uh-huh. My prayer request is that Heaven and Marty, both of their classes, they were exposed directly to COVID. And so I want a prayer request that they do not get it. Thank you. Or my family.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Darkery. I just ask for continued prayer for me and my family with God's grace and mercy.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Hi, Pastor Smith. This is Jessie White. My daughter-in-law, she lost her dad on Sunday. If you could pray for her and the family and my son and grandkids, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Oh, this is Sister Tamara. I just want prayer for my husband in reference to the message you gave tonight about delivering him from the residue of his family.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is no more prayer request, say to God, this is real. This is real life. And the Spirit of God knows. He knows us. He made us. He created us. Nothing happened coincident because he made us. He created us. He know our uprising, our down setting. He knows the hard times we have gone through. He knows the difficulties. He knows when life throws you a curve. This is real life, thanks to God. I preach real life stuff. I'm not talking about Moses and Abraham and all of them people. I'm talking about right now, what we have need of right now in this earth. I'm talking about struggles. Life struggles, different crossroads. It's not over with. You're still breathing. You are still alive. God has a much wider vision for you. But the enemy will hide it. But the Spirit of God goes beyond our past. The Spirit of God goes beyond our past. Why? Because he knows life is not full of roses. There are always going to be a measure of trouble. But deep-rooted problems requires deep digging prayers. So we're going to dig. We have gotten the word. Digging prayers will come forth. The things that's on the surface, God will go down to the earth of that problem, that difficult. that thing that's implanted, that persistent thing, that same routine that refused to yield because you won't go to God and acknowledge, I have residue, Father. I need deliverance from those difficulties, from those hard times, those things I experienced, that thing that it was thrown at me, a curve that knocked me off my feet. I need you to deliver me, Father, from that litter. And what happens? Because you assault him. You ask him. He said, when you seek me, you'll find me. You're seeking him with your heart. And the process begins, thanks to God. And the Spirit of God goes into that place and bring a renewal. He brings you in a place of repairment. He restarts your life. He wakes you up, thanks to God. He energizes you. And those routines that's not good for you, those habits, the Spirit of God will go into that place and pull up that root that's been implanted in you, that's been persisting over your life, that's hindering the change, which have become a hard shell. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is real life. And there are so many, oh Father, have gone through many struggles, hardship, and need healing, oh God, from the waste, from the litter. You are the only one can clean them up from the ashes, oh God, from the dross. Those things that's remaining, those leftover places, oh God, that's caused their lives to be paralyzed and wounded and out of order. There are so many proud people don't want to receive it, but it doesn't matter. It's for those that receive the true word of God. But there are those that are paralyzed because of their proudness. Paralyzed because they think they're all right and they're sick with residue. They have to humble themselves to be delivered, for God to exalt, to get out of that place where they're abased. But there are those, God, refuse, but there are those, God, that are going to stand on the word tonight, going to allow God to move, to remove the garbage. They're going to allow God to remove the waste and the litter. Everything, God, that's left over, that's not good, this is a night of deliverance by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I come by your authority tonight that the Spirit of God go into those deep-rooted problems that have been existing for a long, long time. Father, I thank you that you go in and make a change tonight. Uproot, God, that thing that's ingrained into the men and women of God that has been built up for over the years, oh God. Those things that's caused hard times, those things that wounded them, God, that the Spirit of God is the only one can discard. I ask that the healing virtues of Jesus begin to do a delete tonight in Jesus' name. Enable them, God, no longer to be a victim but a survivor in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God caused them to survive from the hardship and the struggles they've gone through. That the Spirit of God go into that place, God, and cause that deep-rooted thing to be pulled up by the Holy Ghost, as you did with the disciple in Bethany, God. You seen that plant was no good. It was fruitless, God. You went in and spoke a word, God, and that word uprooted it from the ground, from the earth, uproot this night in Jesus' name. That thing can no longer exist. That thing, God, God would no longer be planted, that that thing, God, would die by the word of God, that that thing, God, would be discarded from their lives, that the Spirit of God go in now and cause those routines to be shattered by the word of God tonight, those routines, those habits, God, that's causing this, them to be disabled. Shatter those habits in Jesus' name. Stop those routines in the name of Jesus. Discard them by the word of God. I thank you, God, for whatever the residue is, that the Spirit of God will no longer allow them to walk in this earth as a victim. But they're walking tonight as a survivor. Because of Jesus, the Son of the living God, Jesus of Nazareth, is passing over their lives tonight to reshape their life, to correct their life, to update their life, to modify their lives, to bring reconstruction in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the change. Change in mind, change in character, God. For the Spirit of God, bring about the change in our lives tonight. That things are being redone by the Holy Ghost. The process began by faith in Jesus' name. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Don't see it, can't feel it, but believe it. Thank you for the transforming inward, Lord. A change of mind. So you can reveal and we will know the will of God, what is pleasing to God. I thank you for the replacement by the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God has gone into that place by faith and removed the trash and removed the garbage that have paralyzed our lives. And by faith, the healing virtues of Jesus, doing a work right now is a process. The virtues of Jesus go inside of us, Father, your virtues, to bring about the change. Your virtues to transform. Your virtues to renew. I thank you for the process now, Father, that the residue by faith is being lifted by the Holy Ghost. A continued process. Those unwanted things must discard because of the Spirit of God. And Father, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Maddie tonight. That the Spirit of God heal and bring her into deliverance. That even though they said she was positive, I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus to completely heal Maddie from this virus, God. That the Spirit of God and your word goes to her. Matthew 8:16, we cast out the spirit of infirmity with your word. And we thank you for the word of God to begin a work inside of Maddie, the healing virtues of Jesus. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. And I thank you for your healing, the process working in her life, God, that the symptom will not come nigh her, God. Whatever she's feeling, God, the Spirit of the Lord, Satan the Lord, rebuke you in Jesus' name, that these symptoms come separate to the word of God. And I thank you that she's healed by faith in Jesus' name. Vanessa, get your daughter. If she's close to you, please have her to come where you are if she's not in the room. I want you to place your hand on her head. Let me know when she's there, Vanessa.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting her.
Father, in the name of Jesus, this setup sent by Satan to paralyze this child's life, to cause her to be left behind, to cripple her future, I come by the authority of Jesus that the Spirit of God take the fog off her mind. This foggy mind be released in the name of Jesus. How God anointed Jesus and answered the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed by the devil. This is oppressing spirit that's fogging this child's mind up. But how God anointed Jesus and answered the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed
by the enemy. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the Spirit of God to lift this fog off her mind. Her mind will no longer be oppressed in Jesus' name. Everything they said to do against this child, to handicap her, I lift the Spirit of God to bring it into other confusion. Her mind by faith is loose in the name of Jesus. No longer foggy in her mind. Her mind is clear in Jesus' name to comprehend, to remember in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost will bring all things to her. Remember John 14:26. I release over her mind the word, the word, the word. Go into that place, God, of anything that's hindering her, God, in her mind. Mind be released in the name of Jesus. No longer foggy, but clear in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus to cover Penny household, her children, from that exposure, God, that the Spirit of God, Psalms 91, is over that house, God, that the healing virtues of Jesus is over that house, God, because that Spirit of God dwells in that house. That exposure could not attach itself to anyone in that house. I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you that your healing virtues over them. That house has no exposure of the virus. That house is clean because of the blood. Oh, you say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Pass over that house with the blood. And I thank you for it, Father Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God to comfort this family, this lost father. They're bereaved. But I ask that the comforting spirit of the Holy Ghost comfort them tonight. That the comforting spirit of the Holy Spirit go to them now and comfort them in their loss. Father, I pray for the whole body, the body of Christ, families, in this hour, residue over families, oh God. And I thank you, God, that you go into that place. You see us. You create us. You made us, God. Those things has affected our lives. Those hard times. Those struggles. Those things that have thrown a curve in our lives, oh God. There's a great vision that you have for us, God. A path that is good. Father, I thank you tonight. That the Spirit of God go into those places that we cannot go, that we cannot do or touch. You say when we humble ourselves, you would exalt us. It's time for exaltation for those that know that they know they have been in a persistent routine, a habit that has been implanted in them, that this night, by faith, those deep-rooted problem comes subject to prayer, comes subject to the power of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you tonight, Father, for transformation to begin. This night, by faith, they're in a place, they're being rebooted, a restart, a wake-up. Go into them now, a wake-up, Father, that these routines that's not healthy be stopped. These habitual things that's implanted in them, that they yield tonight to the Holy Spirit. And I thank you by faith, God, they're going to let go and let God take this load. By faith, I thank you for their deliverance. I thank you, God, for the process of the removal of the residue. By faith, in Jesus' name, by faith, thanks to God, receive it. You know who you are. God knows who you are. He knows the struggles. He knows the things that have been thrown at you in life. He knows the hardship. He knows the difficulties. We are not alone. But there are those that's full of pride. He said he resists the proud. He give grace to the humble. Proud person think they're okay. When they're sick and need deliverance and their spirit is out of order, they still think they're okay. But the word of God says his grace
is over those that's in a place of humility. It's done by faith. God is walking beside you. He's greater than the struggles. He's greater than the hard time. He said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee from residue, from suffering, from hard times, from the struggles in life. By faith tonight, receive it in the name of Jesus. Be blessed because God is with you on this journey. He is your God. And he sees those hidden paths that you need to go. And the Spirit of God shall remove the blockage by faith if you can believe in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And thank you
Amen.
For listening,
Amen.
Pastor B.
Oh,
Smith.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And the Full
thank
Gospel
you,
House
Jesus.
Of Prayer family would like to
mercy.
Thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night. 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.